Standing By, written by Casey Fleming, Kate Okerstrom, and Kathleen Brawley. Episode 3, The Inevitable Climax.
Once upon a time when there wasn't all this infamy, once upon a time when I wasn't sure this voice in me could speak, I could have been your perfect hero.
Shit!
Oh, into the other lane!
This bastard cut me off! Well, fuck you too!
I can't believe we let you drive.
Yeah, we should have let me drive. I'm fast, I'm furious, and I only have a learner's permit.
Yeah, great. Let the sophomore drive. They'll do way better than me.
Just stay on the road, Lev! And for the record, I am the best driver here.
You are not. You drive like the NASCAR qualifying race happens every afternoon.
Liar.
Mm-hmm.
I think that sounds kind of fun. We could add it to the long list of team adventures. Got cat down from a tree. Saved live school science lab frogs from chemical experimentation. Rescue team member from the grasp of a terrifying outside force. Presumably after magic tesseract orb. And won NASCAR.
Oh, you gotta add the time we stopped those Burger King bandits.
Okay, but the frogs, though.
Or the Great Club Fair incident of fall
semester.
Which
was totally not our fault and still counts because we fixed it.
Or what about the time
Would
we saved the-
Would you just stop it? We have to stay focused. We have no idea where Vesper is.
Meet us at the abandoned quarry after midnight. Lindenwood Road, off the 251. Bring the orb if you want your friend back.
Was that?
Well, that's
how did
convenient.
They...
It doesn't matter. We're going.
It's a trap.
Unless they're super nice. This was all a big misunderstanding, and we're just meeting in an abandoned quarry because it rocks.
Definitely a trap.
Then we'll be ready. Lev, where's Lindenwood Road?
That would be the other direction.
Tempest?
I can feel it again.
Void did say the effects were likely to wear off. His power isn't as strong on you anymore.
I know what Void said.
We'll get the mitigator back. We'll fix this. I promise.
Sometimes when something breaks, you can fix it. You can rebuild a sandcastle if waves wash it away or sew ripped clothing back together. Other things can't be fixed. If you shatter a glass bowl, the pieces will never fit back together.
You don't need to be fixed, Tempest. It's the circumstances, not the person.
People are an accumulation of their circumstances.
Then we make the circumstances better.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Void, face-planted, walking up the stairs again today.
He is so goddamn clumsy. I don't understand it. We need to be ready for the plan not to work. Today, I mean. With the mitigator.
I know.
And if we fail, I don't know what the fuck we're gonna do.
Hey, what you doing, H?
Nothing. Just... It's fine, Lev. Go get some rest while we're waiting.
There's only 20 minutes left till midnight anyway.
I know.
How the shit did you get up there?
Lev, please?
No. You're sitting on top of my car sulking. I'm not just gonna leave. I miss her too.
What?
But Vesper will be okay. We're gonna rescue her.
What happens if we can't, Lev? What happens if we get there and we're not strong enough, or Vesper isn't there, or the orb thing destroys us all?
You are strong enough. Not because you feel it. Because you have to be.
Because I have the power of friendship and trust and magic and all that shit they say on TV? I'm not a superhero, Lev. I let a dangerous orb thing into our care, and now Vesper's gone, and we don't even know why these people want the orb or what it does. I'm supposed to be the one who fixes things. I'm supposed to know what to do, and I don't. I don't.
Hey, there's a lot of ways to be a hero, right? And none of that stuff is your fault. We make our own choices, H. You're not responsible for them all.
Yeah.
It's not just you going at it alone. We have all of us.
Us? We're just a couple of nerdy assholes who can recreate light or be a human chameleon or make things warm up or jump on rooftops. We're messy, Lev. We fuck things up nearly as much as we fix them.
Yeah, and we're still trying to fix them.
Which is why we count as heroes.
Which is why we're strong enough.
Because we have to be.
No, because we get to be.
God damn it, when did you get to be profound?
Gonna be honest, not sure what that word means.
And he's back.
Guys, sorry, I'll just go back in the car.
It's fine, Phil. What's up?
Don't worry about it.
Dude, did you, like, break the Tesseract orb?
No. Not exactly. I mean, I know you said, Phil, don't touch the orb, and just stay in the back and sleep, and if you fucking touch the orb,
I will kill you.
Yes, understood. But granted, partially misunderstood. So, bad news. Definitely touch the orb.
Phil!
And good news, I kept my hand on it, you know, like, once I touched it, and I think I figured out how it works. It didn't make that sonic explosion thing, obviously. It messed with my power. Gave me even more control over it. Like, I could camouflage just one finger instead of my whole body.
It affects superpowers.
Yeah, which means anyone who wants it...
they've got powers too. Okay, I've got a plan.
I'm in position. Lev? Phil? Update? I'm good. This is gonna be even better than the science lab, frog.
Shit, there's a locked fence blocking the road. I don't know how I'm gonna get the car past it.
Can you bust through?
Nope.
I don't think I can get back to you in time. Damn it.
Have no fear. Leviathan's got a plan. Okay. Time to melt some metal. Gates open. I melted the lock. Lightspeed getaway, four Festivas parked at the top of the quarry.
Okay. Phil, stay out of sight until we need you. Remember, we get Vesper back first.
I won't mess it up.
I'm not worried. Lev?
Go kick ass, superhero ripoff.
Roger that, Leviathan.
And just like that, Disaster Team is in position. I'm headed down to the quarry, Lev's manning the getaway car, and Phil's vibing somewhere, camouflaged and completely oblivious. There's a woman standing with her arms crossed in the middle of the quarry. She looks like she thinks she's really important. Standing next to her right is a guy struggling to cross his arms and with his left shoe untied. I truly cannot contain my terror. But let's cut to the chase. This final mega encounter stuff always happens in three parts. First, we start out with all that typical, give me my friend!
Heh, never! I'm the villain and therefore better than you, measly teen! Yes, I'm only a few years older than you, what of it?
Like this.
I'm very glad to finally meet you, Helix. I've heard so much.
Where's Vesper?
Pleasantries before parleying, please. You may call me Tempest. This is Void, one of my team.
And what's your superpower? Condescension?
Ooh, I don't like you.
Feeling is mutual, wind man. I'm not making any deals with you until you bring Vesper out here. Right? Standard procedure for the hero stuff, I assume. Stage one, tossing marginally smartly worded lines around, complete. Now for stage two, the mild developments. TM.
Void.
Should I retrieve Vesper and Syntax?
Yes. That was the implication.
Going!
Phil, are you out of sight? Make sure you're far back, just in case.
Okay. This is gonna go great, right? We're totally good.
Totally. Helix and direct confrontation are like peanut butter and jelly. She has no fear.
Oh yeah, like that time she punched that super aggressive homophobe in the hallway? That was badass. I can't hear anything they're saying. Should I get closer?
No, stay back. I'll tell you when to go.
Well, here is your ally. She'll be restrained and held back there by mine until you uphold your end of the bargain, of course.
Helix!
Oh my god, Vess, are you okay?
I'm fine, I just...
Yes, adorable. Everyone's reunited. Now, the mitigator.
Stage 2 complete. Now here's when things get a bit dicey, I assume. Something's always gotta change. Welcome to stage 2.5. The well shit moment. Even though we've had it like 4 million well shit moments already.
Now, the mitigator.
You mean the...
The freaky ass magic orb tesseract ripoff thing, yes. I know you don't know what it's called, just give it back.
Back?
It was our possession before your team stole it.
Yeah, for a grand total of 3 days. Then your chameleon went on an exciting adventure through the hotel window and whoops.
Void, I... We are in dire need of the mitigator for, I presume, similar reasons to yourself. I assure you, I'm familiar with its power refining abilities and will not use it to harm your team.
Dude? I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I mean, I know it messes with powers and stuff, but we took it by accident.
You're joking.
Does it sound like I'm joking?
You mean this entire thing is one massive misunderstanding? You just happen to have the mitigator because your chameleon is way too curious for their own good.
And we responded in kind by taking one of your own, thinking it was the only possible bargaining chip that would work.
Yep.
Well, shit.
Told you. And now, on to the most unpredictable stage of all. Stage 3. The inevitable climax. What do you need it for? What does it really do?
That's none of your concern.
Really? It seems like it's overwhelmingly my concern.
Her powers are unreliable, uncontrollable even. The mitigator is a power source able to absorb and redirect the amount of force so it doesn't lash out. We assume your team stole it because one of you was in a similar circumstance, though likely less severe. I promise you, give it back and all of us will make it out of here safely.
Helix, hand it over now or we'll take it from you.
Oh, right. Yes, yes, I will. I don't...
Phil, go! Go right now!
Okay, yes, I'm going!
Just hold on for 1 second. I just need to...
Oh, no.
Phil, wait!
Hey, you! Ominous-looking villain woman whose name I do not know. This ends today. Yes, it's only been going on for like 24 hours, and yes, I don't actually know what this is, but these guys, my team, these guys are my best friends. I would trust them with my life, and I would give anything to help them. And if you thought you'd just get to take Vesper, that we wouldn't come for her? You miscalculated.
Phil, give her the mitigator.
Why would I give her the mitigator? Wait, what's a mitigator?
The orb! Just give her the orb, just trust me.
And for that, I am going to give you this orb. Mitigator orb. Which you asked for, I think, and I kinda stole. Sorry. But anyway, here! I relinquish its power to you. Putting faith in you because I want to believe humanity is good. That humanity can be better. Because I'm Phil. And when I trust people, I put my whole heart into believing they're worth it. I'm Phil!
We know!
You don't fucking matter, fucking monologue. Just hold on. I'm Phil! And I'm giving you, Wind Man, this scary-ass magical ball, because Helix said so. And I don't know if I can trust you, but I hope I can. And I really don't want to be electrocuted.
Thank you. Syntax?
Binding's disengaged.
Vesper! Holy shit, I missed you guys so much.
You're okay, right?
I'm okay.
Thank
I'm okay.
God, I...
Guys! Problem! Class A problem! Like, level problem!
And here comes the stinger. Joyous reunion? Check. Reclamation of necessary magical object? Check. But need I remind you, something's always got a flash above the comic strip. Enter the mysterious stage 4. And suddenly...
You gotta get out of there! Some lightning hit the top of the quarry and...
Fuck! Rockslide wasn't on the pros and cons list!
Oh my god, what did you do?
Oh yes, welcome to our totally intentional avalanche that we started just for kicks.
Yeah, no, but who freaking decided to meet in an abandoned quarry? Just because it rocks?
Head for-
Get to the top of the quarry! Lev's parked up there, run! Lev, they're headed to the top. Get everyone out!
Including the people who just kidnapped our friend and started a rockslide?
Evidently, just-
Okay, you got it, H. I'm on it.
I can't see anything!
Vesper! Vesper, I'm so sorry about-
That is incredibly impressive.
Thanks, I kind of can't believe it worked either.
Tempest! Wait up!
What?
Where's your sidekick guy?
I don't know, he was- Right, we gotta go back, he must be over there.
You're joking!
Does it sound like I'm joking? I'll cover you.
If you kill me, Weather Boy, I will fucking murder you!
How would that even... Weather Boy? Forget it, go!
Shit, dude! Wind rockfall block thing is cool as hell. Okay, Boyd? Boyd!
Over here.
Okay, hold on, just let me... What the hell are you doing, man?
I am not fast and I tripped, okay? Thank you for heroically rescuing me.
Yeah, fucking thank me later, okay? Let's get the fuck out of here! And so, with Void slung over my shoulder like a goddamn sack of laundry, I book it out of the quarry. Tempest sprints after us, dropping the dramatic windshield, and we meet up with everyone else at the top. And there's only 3 seats in the back of the car, so naturally, I dump Void on top of Phil and slam the car door shut. Yes, having 4 people in a barely 3-person back seat is illegal. No, I do not really care.
Dude, this
would
is
you
my
mind? I want to sit on that seat.
Please stop arguing over car seats in a life or death situation. Helix, get in the car.
There's no space in the car. I'll just run.
Here, just come sit.
Guys, go. Lev, I'll race you. Welcome to bumfuck nowhere, Illinois. It is cold as hell, and my team of disaster-arguing, genius-ass superheroes is NASCARing out of a collapsing quarry at 12:34 in the morning. Also, multiple things just exploded. Who's in charge? That, my friends, would be me. Fearless leader, still terrified of calling anyone on the phone, and superhero rip-off Helix. Let's paint you a final picture of this mild catastrophe of a Sunday morning. Lev, my best friend and the one who always has my back, is driving the getaway car.
Does anyone know what the red circle warning light means?
Vesper, my other half, and the beating heart of our team is sitting shotgun.
Just get us out of here, we'll figure it out.
Phil, basically my younger sibling, and the one who trusts and loves with all their heart, is squashed in the back seat.
Ooh, Rev, when we're out of here and, you know, not dead, can you cool down this juice box for me?
Nope. You know, sorry. Never mind, you just focus.
And Tempest, Syntax, and Void, 3 very unlikely allies that I am begrudgingly letting escape with us, are also crammed in the back seat.
This is a horrible plan.
What did you say all your names were?
Wait, what about our car?
And that's our team. Plus those 3. Heroes? Maybe. Just a little. Thankfully, for everyone involved, though, we're stronger when we have each other. Just like all those fancy-ass movies about friendship and trust and magic say. Some of those movies end with heroes walking triumphantly out of a destroyed building with fire at their backs and ash smeared across their gorgeous faces. That is not how this story goes. Instead, kindly imagine a 2002 Ford Festiva hit a massive rock, got just a little bit of air, and 16/ young adults sitting in 5 car seats scream and hold on for their dear life. And next to them, a heroic figure wearing a torn flannel and 2 small Doc Martens leaps through the air with her arms out like she's goddamn Spider-Man. With the moonlight and collapsing quarry all in the background, of course. So, yeah. Maybe it's not the perfect movie ending, but that's us. And if this team of fools is the one destined to save the world, I have got some news. A, prophecies and artifacts have to wait until Monday at or after 7 p.m. because we are really tired. And B, maybe, just maybe, the world will end up a bit better than we found it.
This production of Standing By featured Lucy Kavanagh as Helix, Sophia Pratt as Vesper, Max Gray as Leviathan, Arden DeForest as Phil, Lily Camp as Tempest, Ian Forehand as Void, and Ananya Bali as Syntax. The program was narrated by Olivia Freeman and produced and directed by Casey Fleming, with assistance from Madison Nobar. The original score was composed by Owen Prendergast, and the profile art was created by Gretchen Hinderleiter. The original song, Your Villain, featured at the beginning of the episode, was written and performed by Olivia Freeman. Additional story consultation was provided by Madison Nobar, Ava Goldie, Gus Crowley, Arden DeForest, and Lily Camp. If you enjoyed this episode of Standing By, we ask that you consider donating to the Trevor Project, an organization that provides crisis intervention and suicide prevention service to LGBTQ+ young people. You can visit their website at www.thetrevorproject.com. Thank you for listening to Standing By and for going on this journey with us. We hope you loved listening to it as much as we loved making it.